This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. The Parliament has passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024, with Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha had passed it in December last year. It aims to enhance disaster preparedness, response and recovery across the country. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intends to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority and the state disaster management authorities. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the size and scale of disasters have changed and the responses must change accordingly.
हम इस विधेयक के माध्यम से reactive response से proactive risk reduction की ओर जाना चाहते हैं। Manual monitoring की जगह से AI आधारित real time monitoring की ओर जाना चाहते हैं। और रेडियो पर चेतावनी की जगह सोशल मीडिया एप्स और मोबाइल की चेतावनी की ओर जाना चाहते हैं। गवर्नमेंट लेड रिस्पांस की जगह मल्टी डायमेंशनल रिस्पांस, जिसमें सोसाइटी भी शामिल है, नागरिक भी शामिल है, उसकी ओर जाना चाहते हैं।
The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2025, incorporating 35 government amendments aimed at tariff rationalization and boosting domestic manufacturing. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-2026. Gujarat will become the second state in the country to implement the Uniform Civil Code, UCC, after Uttarakhand. Addressing the State Assembly, State Law Minister Hrushikesh Patel said, "This is a step towards ensuring equal justice for all the people of the state and realizing the concept of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat." Our correspondent reports that the budgetary demands of the Department of Law were passed in the Legislative Assembly yesterday. Medium-term and long-term government deposit components of Gold Monetization Scheme, GMS, will be discontinued from today. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that the discontinuation has been made after the examination of the performance of the Gold Monetization Scheme and evolving market conditions. The Ministry also said that short-term bank deposits offered by the banks under GMS shall continue at the discretion of the individual banks. Former Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba has been appointed full-time member of the Niti Aayog, a 1982 batch IAS officer of the Jharkhand cadre. Mr. Gauba served as the top bureaucrat of the country for 5 years, from 2019 to August 2024. He played a crucial role in steering major policy decisions, including India's COVID-19 response and economic recovery strategies. India has developed its first indigenous magnetic resonance imaging machine, MRI, set to be installed at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, by October for trials. The move aims to reduce treatment costs and reliance on imported medical devices, as 80-85% of equipment is currently imported. The indigenous MRI machine will help make India more self-reliant in medical technology. Talking to reporters, the director of AIIMS New Delhi, M. Srinivas, said that this initiative will help various companies and institutions make necessary changes and ensure that the country has the best equipment in the world.
Advantage of this is that, having used the best of the equipment in the world, we will give the feedback to them so that the companies and the people, the institutions, the Samir, makes all those necessary changes so that they can come to the best of the equipment of the world.
In Telangana, rescuers have recovered one more body from partially collapsed Sirsailam Left Bank Canal SLBC tunnel project in Nagar Kurnool district after over a month. Union Minister of Labour Employment, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, has announced that the Employees State Insurance Corporation, ESIC, has expanded its coverage in Uttar Pradesh by notifying 15 additional districts under the Employees State Insurance Scheme. The districts include Ambedkar Nagar, Auraiya, Behraich, Gonda, Hamirpur, Jalaun and Kannauj. And that is the end of the news bulletin.